Chapter 2. In their defense, neither Nie Mingjue nor Jiang Cheng were especially good at being romantic. And anyway, it wasn't supposed to be a romantic arrangement in the first place. It was an arranged marriage for political benefits. Unlike his parents, Jiang Cheng wouldn't be so foolish as to get his heart involved when it came to one of those. Sure, now that matters had been arranged and the contracts all signed, they were able to relax a little and spend time together as friends and future spouses rather than mere allies, sitting together late into the night and speaking freely instead of making excuses to avoid saying the wrong thing. And yes, obviously, Jiang Cheng was significantly more invested in showing Nie Mingjue around Lotus Pier, around Yunmeng generally, even. After all, it wasn't just politeness now. Nie Mingjue was going to be the second master here, just as Jiang Cheng would be the second master at the Unclean Realm. That was what they'd agreed on, an equal balance that respected both of their commitments to their homes. As for why Jiang Cheng made a point of taking Nie Mingjue's hand into his when they walked around, well, that was just logic too. Jiang Cheng didn't especially enjoy the physical touch of strangers, which would be an impediment to marriage, but he was determined to make this arrangement work between them. And for someone like him, who wasn't naturally talented, that meant practice, he said, putting his hand into Nie Mingjue's. Practice, he reminded him when they sat by the docks until Nie Mingjue yielded and put his arm around him. Practice, he said pointedly, raising his face for a goodnight kiss.
It's nice to meet someone else who appreciates practice as being worthwhile in its own right, Nie Mingjue remarked a little later, while they were waiting for Jiang Cheng to remember how to breathe. My brother is always complaining that there's no point to training day in and day out if you're just doing the same things over and over. But there's no other way to build a strong foundation. Don't you agree?
Jiang Cheng nodded, pressing a palm to one of his cheeks, which were red for some reason. Probably the same reason his heart kept beating too fast. Really, this was why he needed to practice. If he collapsed every time they engaged in the smallest bit of physical intimacy, this marriage would be called out as a sham immediately by anyone who saw them, and Jiang Cheng wasn't willing to endure what his parents had. Luckily, Nie Mingjue seemed to feel similarly on the subject, and raised no objections to Jiang Cheng's proposed approach. Best of all, he didn't do anything in the other direction either. No silly romantic gestures Jiang Cheng would be required to match. No secret expectations that Jiang Cheng would inevitably disappoint. No, when Nie Mingjue brought him gifts, they were practical ones, like a new sheath for Sandu, or more ink when he was nearly out. Once he'd brought him an assortment of snacks typical to Qinghe, since they'd agreed that any visit by Jiang Cheng would have to wait until the Lotus Pier was a little more stable. But that was practical, too. It wouldn't do for him to get sick from the local food once he arrived. Nothing romantic. Just like Jiang Cheng wasn't romantic either. Getting up earlier than usual to train along Nie Mingjue was just courtesy, and spending time together doing paperwork until he fell asleep on Nie Mingjue's shoulder was just properly allocating the little free time they had. Neither of them were romantic, and it was a relief. Jiang Cheng had always lived in fear of having to try and sweet-talk someone, but luckily, Nie Mingjue found the poisonous lash of his tongue far more amusing. Anything even remotely resembling an endearment made Nie Mingjue look lost and awkward, which was about the same for Jiang Cheng. It made it much easier. It did also, Jiang Cheng later admitted, make it a lot easier to miss. Don't you two ever talk about anything other than reconstruction? Nie Huaisang moaned, his head under his hands. Jiang Cheng had come for his first visit to Qinghe, a short weekend jaunt when his existing plans had been unexpectedly cancelled, and the Lotus Pier progressing nicely, even without constant supervision. This is the most boring dinner I've ever attended. Ever!
We talk about cultivation, too,
Nie Mingtui pointed out. Quite justly, in Jiang Cheng's mind.
That's not better, Daga!
I like talking about cultivation, Jiang Cheng offered. And reconstruction. Nie Huaisang gave him a look that suggested he'd betrayed their ancient friendship, which Jiang Cheng wasn't sure several months of suffering Wei Wuxian's presence next to each other qualified as, but whatever. Nie Huaisang gave him a look that suggested he'd betrayed their ancient friendship, which Jiang Cheng wasn't sure several months of suffering Wei Wuxian's presence next to each other qualified as, but whatever. Have you ever talked about anything else?
The war?
Hopeless! Nie Huaisang declared. Jiang Cheng rolled his eyes over his head at Nie Mingtui, who just looked amused.
I'm going to sleep. I just flew the whole way here, he said. And don't forget that you promised you'd show me around in the morning, Sect Leader Nie. Of course, Sect Leader Jiang. You can meet me by the Western Training Grounds when you wake up. We can leave once we've finished morning exercise.
Jiang Cheng nodded. The plan sounded good to him. He stood up and tapped Nie Mingtui on the arm, pointedly in warning. They'd agreed on a signal that indicated when a gesture for physical affection was welcome. Since both of them were war veterans with a tendency to spook at unexpected gestures that came too close, before leaning down to claim his goodnight kiss before heading out.
You can show me your fans tomorrow as well, Huaisang.
Stop right there! Nie Huaisang shrieked. What was that? Jiang Cheng blinked at him.
A blatantly dismissive offer to let you torture me with your stupid fans for a shichen or so, even though I clearly don't want to?
Nie Mingtui snorted. He really did find Jiang Cheng funny, and Jiang Cheng still found that bizarre. Not that! The kissing! You kissed my daga!
Well, yes, Jiang Cheng said. We're getting married. It's important to set up habits early, too.
He was about to explain the idea of practice, but Nie Huaisang seemed disinterested in that, jumping up from his seat and waving his hands around about why he hadn't been informed yet. In fairness, Jiang Cheng highly doubted Nie Huaisang understood the idea of practice in any form, so it was probably just wasting his breath.
Stop fussing, Nie Mingtui said. I'm going to let you help plan the wedding.
That isn't the point! You should have told me!
Am I required for this conversation? Jiang Cheng asked. No, he's just making a fuss.
I am not! And no, Jiang Xiang, but thanks for offering. I'll have words for you in the morning, probably. I can't think of any right now.
Words?
Threatening words of some variety, Nie Huaisang explained. Jiang Cheng thought that was fair enough, given that he was marrying Nie Huaisang's beloved brother.
Tomorrow, then. Good night, Huaisang, Sect Leader Nie.
Why do you still call each other by your titles?
He heard Nie Huaisang complaining as he left.
You're going to get married!
Because we've only just become engaged and change is hard, obviously, Jiang Cheng thought, rolling his eyes.
Nie Huaisang really just didn't understand things sometimes.
Jiang Yin Li made a point of visiting Lotus Pier on a regular basis, her doting new husband in tow, and Jiang Cheng was there to greet her every time. This time was no different, and he showed her around the mostly newly rebuilt areas before bringing her back for lunch. When are you two going to give me the happy news? He said, aiming for teasing, but mostly coming off grumpy. You're already married. There's no reason to wait to have children.
Give it time, Ah Cheng, Jiang Yanli laughed, while Jin Zixuan rolled his eyes, but generally looked too happy to protest. What about you, though? What's your happy news? Jiang Cheng blinked at her, running through their conversation so far in his mind. He'd updated her on all the important things. The new pier district, the housing for war veterans, the new orphanage. He'd even mentioned the new dam they were constructing. Had he omitted something?
Your neck,
Jin Sichuan said. That didn't exactly clarify anything, and Jiang Cheng looked at him, utterly bewildered. Jin Sichuan covered his eyes.
You have a mark on your neck, he said. It doesn't look like an insect.
Jiang Cheng got up to go look in the mirror, and sure enough, he did. It would have been covered by his collar, but it was a hot day and he'd been sweating, so the collar had dipped down just enough to show it. Oh, that, he said, making a mental note to tell Nie Mingtui to aim a little lower next time. Jiang Yanli laughed, but Jin Sichuan's expression looked a little more serious. And a moment later, he asked Jiang Yanli if she happened to have any of that particular delicacy he'd enjoyed last time. She did, and she excused herself from the room to go get it. Jin Sichuan turned the serious expression onto Jiang Cheng.
If it's not anything serious, tell Yanli now. She's convinced that you're marrying whomever it is that left that mark on your neck, and I don't want her to be disappointed.
Of course I'm marrying them, Jiang Cheng said. Who in the world would I allow that close to my neck if I wasn't planning to? That was when he remembered Jin Sichuan's father and broke out into awkward coughing as he frantically searched for a subject change. While you're waiting for Jia Jia, why don't you try some of these pastries? He tried. They were brought over from Qinghe. Despite the obviousness of Jiang Cheng's conversational dodge, Jin Sichuan's expression eased significantly, and he looked happy again.
No, that's fine. That's good. What's her name?
Sect leader Nie, Jiang Cheng said.
And no, not the one who brought you the pastries, the person you're marrying.
Sect leader Nie.
No, I meant...
I'm answering your question.
Oh...
Jiang Yanli came back shortly with a little delicacy and looked surprised at how Jin Sichuan looked as if he'd been punched several times in the face. Without any swelling, though, so it hadn't actually happened.
What's the matter?
He's being weird over the fact that I'm marrying sect leader Nie, Jiang Cheng said with a scowl. I don't know why.
Sect leader Nie,
Jiang Yanli said, putting down the tray.
Oh, he seemed very nice. Do you like him?
I think we're well matched, he said a little hesitantly. Like was such a strong word, after all. He's refreshingly low-key. Jin Sichuan muttered something incoherent under his breath, possibly something about Baxia not being low-key in the slightest. But Jiang Cheng ignored him.
I'm sure he'll make you very happy,
Jiang Yanli said, with a slight touch of their mother's steeliness in her eyes to suggest that he'd better.
Have you started planning the wedding yet?
Not yet. We've drafted the contract, but we're taking a little bit of time to make sure we're compatible before proceeding with the details.
Good idea, she said,
and the memories in her eyes were the same as his. They both loved their parents dearly, but that was not a marriage experience either of them wished to repeat.
Well, let us know when you make the official announcement, and we'll toast to you. I won't tell my father ahead of time, Jin Sichuan put in suddenly. I promise.
Thanks, Jiang Cheng said, not entirely sure what the point of the offer was. Jing Guangshan would find out eventually, one way or another, but aware that Jin Sichuan was trying to do something nice. I appreciate it. Jia Jia, would you like to try some Qinghe delicacies? Sect leader Nie left them behind when he left.
I most certainly would.
There were various phrases Jiang Cheng could have lived his entire life without hearing, and the Yilin Patriarch just attacked the Nie sect delegation was probably one of the top ones. He ran over at once, Luckily, Wei Wuxian was not, in fact, attacking the Nie sect. He was mostly just yelling at Nie Mingjue, who hadn't even drawn Baxia, and mostly looked, if you knew him well enough to read the gradation of scowl on his face, as if he was trying very hard not to laugh. That was probably why Lan Xichen, who was standing nearby with his stone-faced brother at his side, didn't seem inclined to interfere, though he mostly looked confused. "What's going on here?" Jiang Cheng snapped, striding up to them. "Wei Wuxian!" No, Wei Wuxian's explanation wouldn't make any sense. "Sect leader Nie, sect leader Lan."
"I'm taking advantage," Nie Mingjue said. "Apparently."
"Of what?"
As far as I could determine from the shouting, the answer would be you, sect leader Jiang, Lan Xichen said.
Jiang Cheng stared. "Of me?"
He looked at Wei Wuxian.
"What? How? For what?"
Normally, he'd dismiss such a charge out of hand. But for all his recklessness, he could usually trust that Wei Wuxian usually had his best interests in mind. But on the other hand, Jiang Cheng really couldn't imagine Nie Mingjue doing anything underhanded like that. Besides, if he wanted something from Jiang Cheng, he could just ask. Wei Wuxian crossed his arms, still glaring at Nie Mingjue. "He knows what he did."
"Good for him, but that's not really helpful to me, is it?" Jiang Cheng said, throwing his hands up. "It doesn't exactly seem like sect leader Nie to be cheating me. I'd appreciate some facts."
"Oh, I'm not cheating you," Nie Mingjue said, and he was distinctly cheerful now. "I'm taking advantage of you."
Jiang Cheng's brow barely had time to wrinkle in irritation and confusion before Nie Mingjue added,
"Sexually."
Jiang Cheng had never had his emotions shift from irritation to rage into sheer, hideous embarrassment so quickly before.
"Wei Wuxian!" he howled. "That better not be it!"
"He went into your tent last night," Wei Wuxian argued. "You were already asleep at your desk, and he kissed you." That sounded a lot more like Nie Mingjue than the idea that the man was somehow cheating him. After all, Jiang Cheng had arranged for him to visit that evening, only to fall asleep before he arrived. It was only reasonable that Nie Mingjue keep to their schedule of goodnight kisses. Huh. Jiang Cheng's cheeks were red again.
"It's fine," he said. It's fine. I don't mind."
"What do you mean you don't mind? You can't go around giving your first kiss to whoever wants to take it."
"First off, that's a bit hypocritical from the man who'd come back singing the praises of his secret admirer in the forest after the Phoenix Mountain hunt," Jiang Cheng said, because he was petty and because it made Wei Wuxian splutter. And Lan Wangji twitch for some reason. Probably disapproval.
"Secondly, what makes you think that was my first kiss? Because it wasn't."
"Oh yeah? Who was your first kiss then?"
"Also Nie Mingjue, as it happens," Jiang Cheng allowed. "But that's because we're getting married. He's allowed to kiss me."
"He's not allowed to..." "Wait, married? Since when?"
"That is a very good question," Lan Xichen interjected, looking thunderstruck. "Daga, you're getting married?"
"Yes," Nie Mingjue said. "We haven't worked out any of the logistics of the ceremony yet, because Huizong can't make up his mind about which method to use to pick an auspicious date, so I didn't bother telling anyone."
Jiang Cheng thought that sounded perfectly reasonable. No point in claiming time on people's calendars before they'd even selected a date. But Wei Wuxian seemed to be even more offended. "Why didn't you tell him? Aren't you proud of getting married? Don't you want the whole world to know?" he demanded.
"Weren't you against this just a moment ago?" Jiang Cheng asked. "And he just said why. It's not like I've been going around telling people either."
Now Wei Wuxian was glaring at him. Does Shijia know, at least?
Of course she does.
Since that incident last week. And she's fine with it.
Oh. She is? Wei Wuxian abruptly deflated.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was going to, Jiang Cheng said, exasperated. But we didn't pick a date yet. It's not like I thought you would have trouble clearing your schedule to attend. What with your corpses and your radishes and all that.
Corpses and radishes, Nieming Chui echoed. Fascinating.
You know, I haven't been to Yilin in years, Lan Xichun said thoughtfully. That would seem to be appropriate neutral ground for an announcement of this magnitude, don't you think?
Jiang Cheng hadn't even thought of that. But that would be perfect. Everyone would have no choice but to come peacefully. And he'd be able to have his Xixiang, however technically distanced, present. And even better, he would be socially obligated to invite the person who hosted the announcement of his wedding to the wedding itself, no matter what his reputation was. He turned to look at Wei Wuxian, who was gaping.
You want me to host? I wasn't even officially invited to this gathering. I had to crash it.
And next time you won't, Nieming Chui said. It's settled then. You should probably go get ready.
Jiang Cheng thought to himself that he'd never seen Wei Wuxian look so surprised. By anything. Ever. He wasn't sure it was possible for him to look any more surprised than he currently did. Pleased with himself, and with Nieming Chui, he leaned over and kissed his soon-to-be spouse.
Oh. Ha. Apparently, it was possible.